Vayter and Shas from the Ayin Zayin, picking up an Ayin Vavim Beis, but bottom of the page, very last line, middle of the line, Sha'al. So we're trying to figure out about David HaMelech, where he came from, about Amon and Moav and all those Shtikli Torah, and he sent him to the Beis Medrash. So Avner went to the Beis Medrash. Sha'al, Amulei, they said to him, Amoni v'lo Amoni. So it's only us for the Teda to allow an Amon, a male, but not an Amonis. Moavi v'lo Amif. A Moav, only a man, and not a Moavi. She's allowed to enter in immediately. Beep, turn the page, Ayin Zayin. Akshiluhu doig kol han Kushyasa. Doig came along and asked all the kashas he asked before, and therefore to show that you don't have a raya that it's ammonia and ammonis, because what about mitzri and lo mitzris and all the different questions? Ishtiku, and then they were quiet from all of them. They didn't have what to answer. They didn't respond to him. So, but the fact that he knocked off the idea that they'd say the Ammon and Moab, that the women are allowed to enter in, he wanted to come along and say about David and Melech that it's going to be awesome for him to come in and marry into the Kahal. Miyad, what happened though? But immediately, somebody came to the rescue. We're going to look at a series of psukim, which is going to deal with the issue. Va'amasa ben ishimo Yisrael, an Yisraeli, asher ba el avigail bas nachash. Pasuk in Shmuel, Pasuk says that Amasa was the son of a man named Yisra, who was a Yisraeli, and married Avigail, the daughter of Nachash. Uksiv, and it also says, Yeser ha-Yishmaeli. First, we call Yisraeli, then we call him Yishmaeli. What's going on? As Gemara, Amar Rava, Milamid, Shechagar Charbol Ki Yishmael, Ve'amar, Kol Mishaino Shomea Halacha Zu, Yidoker Becheref. This is telling us when Doeg wanted to go ahead and say this halacha against David HaMelech, basically knock him out. Yeser grabbed his sword, like Yishmaeli, and he said, anyone who doesn't accept this halacha is going to be Yidoker, will be stabbed with the sword. This is what I received from that from Shmuel Ramasi. This is from Shmuel Hanavi. It says, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Straight up, Umi Amma, it says the Gemara, Umi Mehemin, where do we go and believe such a matzah? V'amma Rabbi Abba Merav, Kol Tamil Chacham, Shemor Halacha Uba, Im Kodam Maisam Ra Shamim Lo. Anytime you have a Tamil Chacham who comes to teach a halacha, that if we didn't know what the halacha was, right, we don't know what it is. And he comes on, he wants to teach us this halacha. So then, im kol d'may samra, if he tell this before a situation, then we listen to it. V'im lav, but if not, then ain't shumam. We don't listen to it, because maybe we don't know this is true or not. If you would have just told it to us in the base medrash, halacha, okay, we'd go with it. But now that we are actually dealing with this right now, what's the halacha? Say, oh yeah, I once heard that this is the halacha. So then we say, maybe he's just trying to answer himself up, and therefore we don't listen in such a case. As we know, Shani Hach's case is different. The Shmuel beis dinu kayim, because Shmuel and his basin were there, they were alive right there. Therefore, we're not worried that the person is going to lie about such a thing, because you can just bust him up. It says Rashi, Milsa David Lugluyehu below Mishakaba. They wouldn't come to lie in a situation where you can go ahead and just check it out yourself. That's where we go with it. We call Makam Kasha. Still, we have a Kasha. That's the Kasha that we said that why are the women allowed to marry if the women didn't go and feed the women bread when they could have done such a thing? They should be not allowed in. It says Gemara, Hacha Tirgamu. Over here, they said like this. They explain, Kol Kfuta Basmelech Pnima. The honor of a princess is within. It's not the right way to go out. Meaning the Jewish women didn't go out. Since they didn't go out, then the Ammoni women, Moavi women, didn't go out either because they didn't see them there. They said, and some say it was Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, Vayomu elav hayesar yishtecha. Where's Sarah, your wife? Right, that's the same message is learned from there. It says Rashi, what do they say? He named Ohel. She's in the Ohel. The Ain Derech Isha. That's his mabes. It's not the way for a woman to go and leave the house. Kitanoi says the Gemara. Wait 1 second. This that we just brought. The actual makor to this is Kitanoi. Is Amalkus Kitanoi. Rashi says the Ika the Nafkalei Me Amoni. Because the Nafkalei Me Al Davar. Amoni v'lo Amonis. This is a brayis. It's Amoni v'lo Amonis. Moavi v'lo Moavis. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Zag zik Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer al davar asher lo kidmu eschem balechem uvamayim. He's one's in the drasha from the fact that it says men, not the women. The other one's because of the fact that it speaks out the idea of that they didn't go out and give them bread when they were on the way. Darko shel ish lekadim. And it's not the derech of a woman to go ahead and do it. Some learn it from one pasuk and some learn it from another pasuk. Vayter. And we're going to have a bunch of different psukim. Well, let's break him down. Adorish Rava, Maidichsev, Pitachta Lemosirai. Ani Avdecha Ben Amosecha, Pitachta Lemosirai. What does that mean when David HaMelech says that you have released me from my bounds? You've released me from my straps. Amar David lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. David Mel said in front of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says pitachtas shehitarta es hanekevos. That means that you released the women. Amar David lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel olam shnei moseru shahu alai pitachtam. The two yoke straps that were on me, you released them. Rusa moavi v'nama amonis. The Malchus of David come from both Rus and Naomi. We know David comes through Rus, and that Naomi married David's son, namely Shlomo Melech, right? The wife and was the mother of Rechavam, and therefore, Rashi says, Imo Shal Rechavam, Mimeni Yotzu Malchi Beis David. So the fact that he came to be Mutter, then you released me. Dor Shavu Rava says, Ma'id Hasev Vodasev in the Pasuk, Rabo Sasisa, Ata Hashem Elokeinu Flosecha, Umachshu Vosecha Eleinu. Much have you done, O you Hashem, my God. Your wonders and your thoughts are for us. Eli lo ne'amar, doesn't say for me, Elam Eleinu means for us. Melai Mitzhayu Rechavam Yoshe B'chikl Shal David. Rechavam was sitting on the chik, on the lap of David. Amar lo, and David says to him, Alive alecha nemushtei mikros alelu. For me and for you, these two psukim were said. The psukim that allowed them to marry these people. Another vart, another idea we expound. Darish Rava Ma'idach Sivudim, which says the pasuk by David HaMelech, Oza marti hine basi b'migilas sefer kosov alai. Then I said, Behold, I have come with the scroll of the book that is written for me. What does that mean? Amar David, ani amarti atob atabasi. I said, Now I came. V'lo yadati, but I didn't know, shebemegillas sefer kosov alai. I didn't know that it was already written about me in the Megillah Sefer. In other words, in the Torah itself, it already wrote about me. Rashi says, ani amarti, that he says, b'shal shenimshachti atabasi legedula. I came right now. I became godless. I grew. I became big. Mikarov pasuli. Mikarov paskuli gedula zu veloyadati shemimei Avram nichtav alai b'migilas sefer. I don't know already in times of Avram Avinu they wrote about me. Hasam ksev hanimtzos over there in Genesis. So there was no Bereishis, as it said Bereishis yotes tesvav. It says ukamo shachar alav v'yitzah malachim belot lemar kum kachas ishtecha by the name of Lot. Take your wife eshtebon asachay two daughters hanimtzos that are found here. Pantisaf about avir lest they be grabbed up and destroyed in the nation. This is talking about the times of destruction of Sodom. So it says hanimtzos and hachak siv matzasi David avdi b'shemin kadshi mishachtiv. And here the pasuk says over there hanimtzos means ones that are found, and avir means that I found David my servant with my holy oil. I have anointed him. So you see, it goes all the way back to that time when he saved the daughters of Lot, and that's really the beginning of the whole Mashiach and everything that happened over there. So it says, I mentioned there already. Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bas Ger Amoni K'shera L'Kahuna. The daughter of an Amoni that's a Ger is kosher for the Kahuna. Rashi says, we're dealing with a case over here. We think we're dealing with, we're going to switch this. Kasal kadaitach amoni shenis gaira ishto imo. So you have an amoni and ammonius that go and they convert at the same time. V'horsa v'levit sabakidusha, and she gets pregnant and gives birth while they are, once they are Jewish. She is allowed to marry a Kohen. Amali Rava bar Ula l'Ula. He says, Rava says, the son of Ula said to Ula, Keman, who is that going with? This statement of Rabbi Yochanan, it says, Abbas Germoni is Ksher l'Kuna. Ik, Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to say, it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ha'amar Bas Ger Zachar, Kebas Chalol Zachar. We know that a Bas Chalol, the daughter of a Kohen, says Rashi, is Psula l'Kuna. We find that a Perka Sarach Yochanan, who plucked the Rabbi Yehuda of Yosef, a Perka Sarach Yochanan, some machlokas over there. So Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that he says that Ha'amar Bas Ger Zachar, Kebas Chalol Zachar. The Ger Zachar is like the daughter of a Ger Zachar is like a Bas Chol Zachar. She's a Chalala, and therefore she's not allowed to go ahead and marry a Kohen, for sure not. Pshita vi Rabbi Yosi, and if you want to say it's like Rabbi Yosi, it must be that who's the one who argues on him. Pshita, obviously it's like Rabbi Yosi. Ha'omar, because he says, af Ger Shanas Agiras Bituk Sher Lakuna. He even says that if a daughter of two converts is going to be Mutter Kohen. What's the Chiddush? Once we know that she... A Geras can't marry a Kohen, but the daughter of a Geras certainly can. So then obviously, what's Rabbi Yochanan coming to add over here? The Chitamen, if you want to say. If you want to maybe say that Bahanach Deruy and Lovel Kahal, if Yossi's little shtickle is only to those that are Roy to come to the Kahal, of Alhai, they ain't Roy Lovel Kahal, but those are not able to come to the Kahal. It's also then, lo, then we wouldn't say this. And that's why you need Rabbi Yochanan to speak out even in that case. Minole, why would we make a chilek between whether or not we're talking about that this is a Amon or some other nation? Why would we say that an Ammon, who's asked to enter into the Kahal, that his daughter, who was under a mutter situation, is going to be, because he was with an Ammonis, right, that is going to be not allowed to be with the Kohen. You're going to say that what? The Yalif mi Kohen Gadol Amana. Let's learn that from the case of a Kohen Gadol Amana. Because we know the Kohen Gadol Amana, that they have a kid, that the kid's going to be a Chalala. And can't marry a Kohen. And so too, let's say the same thing. Ammon and Ammonia, they go out and they have a kid that's going to be also be with Kahuna, says Gemara. But you couldn't say that because Mala Kohen Gadol Amana, the case over there, Shekin Biaso Ba'Avera, the Bia, the relationship they had in the first place was an Avera. And for the Gemara to that, Chalul Yochiach, a Chalul will knock that off. What does that mean? Rashi says, Shemutter Bebas Yisrael, a regular Chalul can marry a Bas Yisrael, Ve'ein Biyaso Babavera, it's not an Avera, who beat the Psula Kuna, but the Bas Yisrael is going to be Pasul Bekuna. So you get the same thing with the daughter of an Ammon man that converted, and a female Ammon that converted, also should be Usher to Kahuna, Pasul Kahuna, even though there was no Isser that was going on over there. But we can knock that off also, you know why? Because Ma L'Chalul Shekein Yitzirasa Ba'Avera, if you have a case which came about through doing an Avera, that's how the Chol came in the first place, is because a Kohen married someone that's Aser to him. But when it comes to Ammon, he didn't do anything which is Aser over here, and Ammon and another Ammonia who go ahead, they're allowed to be together, so you can't go ahead. This idea of saying a Chol's daughter can't be anymore to say that it's going to now passel up that kid of Ammonia. So the Ma'al Chol can't teach us about Avera. So it says, Kohen Gadol Yocheach, but a Kohen Gadol can be Mocheach that. Since just like the Ammon and Ammonia, that relationship, there's no Isser of the Ammon and the Ammonia. It's always the Kohen Gadol also. He's in relationship with a Almana, and that kid is going to be Usher to be with Kohanim. A Kohen Gadol Almana, they have a daughter, that girl's going to be Usher to Kohanim, even though the Kohen Gadol himself didn't come from Avera. So we could say that the daughter of an Ammoni, who was a Ger, it can end up being Usher, even though he didn't come in Avera. The Chazar then, and it basically keeps ping-ponging back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and we come out with Lori Izek Rizeh. The part that's knocking off one is not knocking off the other. Lori Izek Rizeh. And this one's not like that one. The idea of a Chalol is not like the Kohen Gadol, which comes from an Amana. And that with the Kohen Gadol, who has a relationship with Amana, is not like that of the Chalol. Ha! I'm sorry, it's not a Shavu Shaman. What's the common denominator? She'eno Barov Kahal Ubido Psula. They're not like most B'nai Yisrael, most Yidden, right? They have a problem. It's coming from each one of them. That is that the Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol by having a relationship with the Almana, which is Aser, and the Chalal came out of Avera. As Rashi says, the Tzad HaShavah HaShavah B'Sheinim Barov Kahal, Einim Kishai Rov Yisrael, they're not like the other majority of Israel, Sharei Yesh B'Kul and Tzad Pagam, there's something Pagam on each one, Kohen Gadol B'Yasa B'Avera, and Chalal Yitzirasa B'Avera, Ammoni Einu Roi Lava B'Kahal, and Avoni can't come into the Kahal, that's his own soul. Afkan, similarly also, She'einu Barov Kahal, the Tzad in the Rov Kahal, Ubito Psula, and his daughter will be possible to be with a Kohen. Now, with all that we just brought, everything we just showed right now, that the Makor, for saying that it's Usher for the daughter that comes out of the two Ammonim, the Ammoni Ammonia, right, and that they convert to Yiddishkeit, that comes from Kohanim, that she's Usher to a Kohen, and the way that we did it is by going and comparing her to a daughter of a Chalal into a Kohen Gadol with a Almana. Now Rav Bar-Ula is going to go show that this is not a good Makor. And therefore, if Yochanan coming to teach that the daughter of a male and female Ammoni, that the Megayer is going to be Mutter the Kohanim, you don't need to even tell me that because there's no reason for me to even think that they were Usser. Malas HaDashavashim and Shkein Yesh Bahem Tzad Avera. Why don't we say the Tzad HaShavah? The common denominator is the fact that there is a Tzad Avera. As Rashi says, Tzad Avera, Bas Kohen Gadol Yitzirasa Be'Avera, because she came through a Almana, and Bas Chalal Yitzirasa via Bavera. Her father came through a Isser of their parents, of his parents doing some Avera Vera. Tomer Bamonis, Shaina Vera, Lubitzirasa, Lubitzirasa via. There's no Avera with her or with the Tzirasa Vera. Oh, Pshita Kikshera. Therefore, Pasha, it's going to be Kasha. Therefore, you need Rav Yochanan to teach me that. So now we revisit what he said and we change what it means. Like, we go back 10 lines. It said, Amar Ula, Amar Rav Yochanan, Bas, Ger, Amoni, Kishera, Lekahuna. And we say, why do you need to tell me that? There's no reason to have thought that there's a problem. So now we come and explain. Four lines up again. Dilma, really, maybe what we're talking about over here is taking the word Vadai. Dilma, Ba'amoni, Shenasa, Bas Yisrael, Kamart. maybe this whole halacha Rav Yochanan was bringing up, he was saying about a male Ammoni who was converted and then married a Yisraelis. And that's now we got a problem. Because remember, the Lashon was a Bas Ger Ammoni, which means the daughter of an Ammoni Ger is kosher. And we originally thought it meant Ammoni and Ammonia. Of here were saying, no, maybe he married a regular Israelis, which is Aser, but it says his daughter is going to be kosher. Afogav, even though to be Aser, but Vera, he took share. Even though the beer was Aser, still the daughter is going to be kosher. Amarle, so Ulis is back. This is Ulis speaking to his son, Rava. He says, in Echinami, the Chiasa Ravin. When Ravin came, Amar Rav Yochanan, he says, Bas Ger Ammoni, Ubas Mitzri Sheni, the daughter of either an Ammoni Ger or a second generation Egyptian, which is not allowed to come into the Kahal, who ended up going against the law and marries Israelis, then what is the Halacha? Rashi says that Shenasu Bas Hashol, Biyasem Bavera, the Lacha is Rav Yochanan Omer Kesheira, she's Kasher, very Shalkesham, he says, Psula, that's going to be Pasal. Rish Lakish, what's the reason why he says Pasal Amar Psula the Yala Flami Kohen Gadol Bamana? Just like he's of a Kohen Gadol Bamana, which says outside of a relationship one next, and what happens? It becomes a Chalala. Rabbi Yochanan says Ksheira, it's going to be Kasher. You know why? Because he says, beep, turn the page, Ein Zayin Mabez, the Tani Rabbi Zakai Kamid Rav Yochanan, Ki Im Besula Me'am of Yikach Isha. The Torah says that the Kohen Gadol can only take up a Besula Me'am of Lahavi Gioris Mikana. When it says Besula Me'amav, what it means is you're including a Gioris Mikana, this Gioris, this woman whose parents converted from the same nation. They both converted from Ammon, and now she comes from that. She Kshera L'Kahuna. She's going to be Kasher for Kahuna. That's what Rav Zakai says. But V'amar Lei, and Rav Yochanan says back to him, Anishona, I learned Amav Me'amav. The Torah, the Pasuk doesn't say Amav. It says ki im besula me amav. What is that? What are we darshin? Lahavi besula haba mishnei amamin. A besula, she's coming from two different nations over here, and that therefore we're seeing if it's Ammon that marries Yisrael, even though it's Aser. Va'at amar gioris mikana besulo. All of it's coming from both parents from this, and no more than that. Nine. I disagree with that. That's where Rabbi Yochanan is coming from. Now we break down how this makes sense. Now, umay shnei amim, what does that mean? Two nations? Ilem amoni shenas amonius, if that's what you want to say. Umay mishnei amim, what two amim are there? What two nations? This charma surim, unikevos utaros? Since Amon's not allowed to be involved here, and Ammonia, a woman is allowed, so therefore you consider them two different nations. But hainu giyoris mikana. That would be the same lashon that Rav Zakai used. Clearly it can't mean that. Ella ba Ammoni shenasa bas Yisrael. We're talking about, in this case, Ammoni marries a bas Yisrael, and it says that she's allowed to be with the kahuna. So what do we see? That such a relationship, Rabbi Yochanan is saying, is allowed to marry into the kahuna, even though it was an usher relationship. Ikud Amri, version number two. Amar Lei of Yochanan says to Rav Zakai, Anishone, I learned the following. Amav me amav. At the Torah, didn't say amav. It said me amav. What's it coming to tell you? Lahavi besula haba mishnamim. And coming to include a besula, which is coming from two different nations, meaning coming from a ger and from a Yisraelis. As Rashi says, that hachi kamar lei mahidya lahavi besula haba mishnei amim miyisraelis v'ger v'oso ger havi me'am sheyesh bo shnei amim dahainu amoni u'me'am sheyesh bo shnei amimin. So it's a besula from shnei amimin u'me'am sheyesh bo shnei amimin, and am that is two amimin, meaning this girl is allowed to go and marry a kohen. That amar b'gioris mikana v'sulo. You say it's only going to be mutter if she's coming from two of the same parents, meaning from Ammon and Ammonia. So we see here of Yochanan straight up saying that you have a Ammon man and the Yisraelis woman, and she can marry a Kohen. Now, according to that second version, Bas Mitzri Sheni, the Ksher LeKahuna, Minole. In version number one, when it says Amav Me Amav, it's going to be, it included all different people, all different nations, right? So since it included all different nations, therefore even Mitzri is included. But in this last version, it's talking about only from an Ammoni, in which case, how do you know about a Mitzri? What would be the case of a Kohen Gadol? Is the Pasuk talking specific about Ammon? So where does Rav Yochanan learn out that the daughter of a second generation Egyptian Ger and the Israelis, which is usher to have that relationship, but that product is allowed to go and marry a Kohen. And if you want to say you learn it from that particular case, right, can go marry Kohanim, even though there was an Isser in such a relationship, then Ma La Amoni Shenasa Bas Yisrael, Shekin the Kevos Mutaros. You can't compare that because we know that it's more makel over there. Because when it comes to Amoni, Shenasa Bas Yisrael, we know that the Kevos, the females, meaning the Ammonia, is a mutter to go out to marry. Right away, don't have to wait for anything, you're allowed to marry right away, and therefore you can't go ahead and say that from this kul over here you could learn it also going to be by mitzri as well. Says Gemara, mitzri sheni shenatze mitzris shnia yuchiach. What's going to prove for us is going to be, what's going to knock off the issue in that particular case is going to be if you have a second generation mitzri that goes ahead and marries a second generation mitzris, that's going to go prove to us that knocking it off is incorrect. Why? Because we know that daughter is going to be mutter to go ahead and marry a Kohen. She's now considered third generation and is allowed to go ahead and enter into the Kahal. Right? And there was no Isser in terms of their relationship, a Mitzri and a Mitzri's Sheni. So what do we see? We see that even though maybe it's more Machmir and that it's from an Am, where even the females are going to be also from entering in for two generations, she's still allowed to go out and be with the Kahuna. So then, therefore, we would say that the daughter of a second generation Mitzri and who married a Yisraelis, who's going to end up being a third generation Egyptian, should also be allowed to go with the Kahuna. This is Gemara, but Mala Mitzri, Sheni, Shenasa Mitzri Shnia, we could knock that up by saying that we know the Mitzri Sheni that marries a Mitzri Shnia, Shekin Ein Biyasa Ba'Avira. Whoops, sorry. The Bia is not done Ba'Avira. There's no Isser over here. So why would you think that maybe it's going to now allow that the offspring of that to be okay? He says, no, Amoni Shenasa Ba'Sisol Yuchich. That will knock off that issue because we know Amoni that marries a Ba'Sisol, which is an Isser, and yet the girl's allowed to marry in, so and therefore here too. V'chazar Adin, Roli Zekro, Zero, Zekro, and yeah, we come out to say that at the end of the day, they're allowed to go ahead. The Tzad HaShava is that they're allowed to go ahead and the third generation is allowed to go ahead and come in and marry. Even though they're not like the majority of the Tzibor. These kids, these girls, are let them marry into the Kuna. So again, kum techois, if you have these relationships that are done by Isser, at the end of the day, still the girl is allowed to go ahead and marry into the kahuna, whether we're talking about an Ammoni with a Yisraelis, which is not okay, or we're dealing with a second generation Mitzri with the Yisraelis as well, both of them are allowed to go and marry into the kahuna. When Rav Yosef heard this, he said, Amar Rav Yosef, Hainu the Shemanu leader of Yehuda the Amar, Amav Me Amav. V'lo yudana me kamar. I don't know what he was talking about. But I understand what it means is that if they have this relationship that came in over here, that the daughter is allowed to be married into the kahuna. Ki asu Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar. Now we're going to see another version of the whole discussion that came up between Rav Zakkai and Rav Yochanan. He came in and he said, Hachi Tana Kamei. This is what happened right over here. Right? This is that Rav Zakkai, he taught in front of Rav Yochanan. Isha Amonis Kshera. A woman who's an Ammoni, she's kosher. She's allowed to go ahead. She's allowed to marry in. No problem. Bina me Ammoni puzzle. But her daughter that comes from an Ammoni is going to be puzzle. So you've had Ammoni marries an Ammoni, and they have a kid. It's puzzle. Ubita me Ammoni. Bina, I'm sorry, the son is going to be puzzle. Ubita me Ammoni share. It's going to be kosher. What in the world are we talking about? Ammoni va Ammoni shin is gairu. We're talking about in a case where we have both of them, male and female, go ahead and they're mixed gair of ubita me Ammoni psula. But the daughter from an Ammoni is going to be puzzle. When Rav Yochanan heard this, Amalei says to him, "Puktani levra, go take your learnings, your teachings, and get it out of here." In other words, you wrong, baby. Same like this ain't correct. My da amart isha amonis kshera, that which it says, when it says, and now he explains what it means, what his issue is. It says when it says that isha amonis kshera, that this woman is going to be kosher, amoni v'la amonis. Why is that mean? Why is it? Because we know that halacha is it's an Ammoni, and not an Ammonis that's the problem. Benam Ammoni puzzle. When you said that the boy, the son that comes from an Ammoni, is going to be puzzle, the Ammonihu, since he's an Ammoni, and therefore that's a problem. Ubita Ammoni Kshera, Ubita, the daughter, is going to be kasher. That statement, though, that you said, that Ubita Ammoni Kshera, that you said the daughter coming from Ammoni is going to be kasher, lemai. What do you mean they say that she's going to be kasher? If you want to say that we're talking about Elim, a love of a Kahal, you mean in order to marry into the Kahal, Hashta Imakshir, even her mother's going to be kosher. So of course, Himi Ba, you even have to say that. Elul Kahuna, what it means is she's allowed to go ahead and marry into the Kahuna. But still, what are we talking about? Ba'amoni va'amonis shinizgairu. If you have an Ammoni and Ammoni, so they come in and they convert. Aval bita me'amoni psula. What does that mean, that statement? My bita me'amoni. Ile me'amoni shenas amoni. So that's what you're talking about. Hainu giyoris mikana. That's the case. So we spoke about that. They're megayer and they have both the same parents, right, coming from the same place, Ammoni and Ammonis. We just said that that is okay for kahuna. Ela Ammoni shenas abas Yisrael. We're talking about a case of Ammoni marries abas Yisrael. And we know that, what do we say? That and you want to say that that's talking about which is no good. Amalei puktani livra, go ahead, get out of here, and go teach us outside. As Rashi points out, that we had just said puktani livra the hanami kshera sharei anishone amav me amav, and we learned out from that that she's talking allowed to go ahead and marry even through it's a relationship that she came from. She's allowed to marry a kohen. Now we have the next part of the Mishnah that said that mitri va'adomi enum asurim, they're not going to be aser. You say that they are until what? Three generations are going to be asur for the women and the men. Rabbi Shimon though argued on that, and he said that the women are going to be married, are allowed to come immediately. And he said it's mikav chomer, because he said what? That if you find by Ammon and Moav, where Torah says that the men are going to be asur forever, but the women immediately. So in the case of the of Mitzri and Edomi, where the Torah says that it's only asur for three generations, then mikav chomer. Kav chomer should be that what? That the female are allowed to go ahead, the women are allowed to do it immediately. So they said back to him, is this like a Masorah you have, like halacha? If so, then we're in. But if not, so then you tell me it's coming from a Kav HaChomer, then we have a kasha on you. Now, my tshuva, what exactly would the kasha that they have back to Rav Shimon? Amar Rabbi Baruchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum De'igal Meimar, because he could say the following. There's a problem with your Kav HaChomer. Arayos Yuchichu. All the relationships that are usher relationships that the Torah says a person's going to be chayiv kares from, that we go and we speak out a number of times we've seen the Masechta so far. Shalo usher behem ela ad shlosha daros. It's only usher for three generations. That means that it's only usher for like a child and a grandchild, but a great grandchild, the rayos don't apply by. It's no three generations that applies. And we know that applies to both men and women. Echad zcharim ve echad nekevos. Therefore, we could say the same thing with Mitzri and Edomi, that we have another, we have a precedent to show you that even if it's only we speak out of a limit of time of what's going to be also that it can apply to both men and women. Therefore, we don't have a Kav HaChomer. Says the Gemara back, or Rav Shimon could say no, Mala Rayos, because you can say by Rayos Shekin Kares. Don't bring me a Rayos from a Rayos. A Rayos is Kares. That's very intense, but we know that they don't have Kares when it comes to Mitzri and Edomi. So, still the Kav HaChomer is a good Kav HaChomer. Says the Gemara, no, Mamzer Yochich. Mamzer will knock that thing off. Because why? There's no curse when it comes to Mamzer. And that applies, again, to males and females. But you say, but Mala Mamzer, Shekein and Roy Levo Bekala Olam. And they never come into the Kahal, even after three generations. Says the Gemara, no, Arayos Yochichu. Like we said before, V'chazar Adin, Lo Rizek, Rizek, Lo Rizek, Rizek, Tzad HaShavah Shaben, Sha'asurin. They're going to be Aser, Ve'echad Zecharim, Ve'echad Nekevos, both men and women. Afani Avi Mitzri Yomitzris, Shiyu Asurim, Echad Zecharim, Ve'echad Nekevos. So your Kav HaChomer is not a good Kav HaChomer in order to say that now it would be okay for the women to be married into it immediately. Now as the Rav Shimon says back from Shimon, Ma'al Tzad HaShavah Shabahen, Shkein Yesh Behem Tzad Kores. Why don't we say that Tzad HaShavah Behem is the fact that they have, both of those have Kores involved with them, Arias, and Mamzer also has the idea of Kores, right? Because that's where he comes from. Says Gemara, V'rabanan. What do they say? They say that there is aser mechalal dechay ve'asei, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Before we explain what the Rabbanan was saying over there, Rav Shimon comes back. He's back alive because he says, yeah, those things have kares, but when it comes to the mitzri, there's no kares over there, and therefore the Kav HaChomer is taka, a good Kav HaChomer over here, and therefore should be married immediately. And the Rabbanan, they say, no, the women also, the Egyptian women, is also going to be aser until the third generation. And they learned that out from the case of a chalo that came out of, that was born through a iser of chay ve'asei. This takes us back to Daf Samach that we know Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov was of the opinion. He said that a kid that comes from a kohen gadol and a be'ula, a non-virgin, is called a chalal. Now, that's interesting because he holds that even though this be'ula was only an iser to this kohen gadol through a mitzvah asay, right, that the pasuk says, v'hu isha b'psuleh yikach, and that's an asay over there, and yet im kozeh, it comes out to be that this is considered a chalala. So the whole shtickle, when you put it together, goes like this. We know that by arayos, it shows that by women, they're going to be usher, even when the isser is only to two generations, still they're going to be usher. Now, even though arayos are kares and a mitzvah is not kares, you could still go ahead and learn and still compare the two. It's not a problem. Why? Because the case of chalal shows that you can have over here a problem that a woman can be usher even when there was no kares over there, right? Because in the case of a chalal, there's no kares. But we know that both men and women that come out of this relationship are called chalalim. Now, even though the isser of a mitzri who is a ger can't be learned out from a chalal by itself, since the mitzri didn't come through an isser like the chalal case did, the case of arayos comes and shows that women can be usser even when they're not coming through some sort of isser, right? Even when they don't come out of it, some sort of sin. Because arayos, they didn't come out of the relationship of those that were involved. They themselves didn't come out of an isser, but the isser goes by both men and women. So it comes out that the common denominator of all of this is that they're usser to marry certain people, and that the women are going to be also just like the men. So to over here, the isser against marrying with the Egyptian ger is also going to include women and not only men. That, my friends, is Rashi. Whew. Okay, we are not done, but we're going to stop over here, my friends, and pick it up Bezer Hashem tomorrow. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.